Welcome to Sparkle Speak. This is a podcast sponsored by Sparkle, which is a Christian women's ministry designed to connect women with the purpose of inspiration and encouragement. Each week, we will interview a new guest who will share her personal experience with Christianity. Whether you identify yourself as a Christian or not, this podcast is for you, and our intent is always to inspire one another through our own unique and individual stories of how God has moved and shaped us. Wherever you are listening today, we hope you enjoy this story of faith. Welcome back, everyone, to Sparkle Speak. I'm your host, Catherine, and today is super, super special because I have with me my co-host with our old podcast that was called Watered Wednesdays. Her name is Allie, and she decided that she would be willing to come on and share her story with us. And I am so excited because it reminds me of our old days back when, you know, we used to do Watered Wednesdays. We used to record at this really cool studio down in Detroit. And this was before COVID hit and before kids and before all that. So it used to be super fun. But if you could just welcome Allie with me, and we're so excited to have you with us, Allie.
Woo! I'm excited to be here. It's been a while. My speaking voice is a bit rusty, but I'm excited to be here today for sure.
Sound great. And it's fun fact, Allie just had a daughter back in January. So She's back. She's feeling good. And we're really happy for her.
Starting to feel like a person again. Yeah. No, it was the beginning of February, February 3rd.
Oh, it was February 3rd.
No, February 2nd. Oh my gosh, okay. I just got her birthday
wow.
Wrong.
I guess I was thinking January because her due date was January, right?
It was February 4th and it was 2 days early. So her birthday is 2-2-2-2, like 2-2-2022. It's all the twos.
That's awesome. And I'm super wrong. I don't know why I was thinking January anyways. My brain is.
My birthday's in January.
That's probably why.
Yeah. We have very close birthdays now, like 3-4 days apart.
Yeah, that's so cool. Well, congrats. We're happy for you.
Thanks.
Yeah. And Allie, you're, you know, super familiar with kind of like these questions, because I think we were doing this towards the tail end of our podcast. But we just want to hear your story and hear kind of what you have experienced with God and, you know, how your life experiences have kind of shaped, you know, how you view him and view the kingdom. And so I would just love to hear from you, just kind of starting, you know, off the bat here. What does Christianity mean to you?
Yeah, so I feel like this question is so like big. And I do remember that we asked this of people, because I love that you can take it in a lot of different ways, right? Like, because it's broad, right? So I feel like if we break down the word Christianity, it's like Christian. So like to be a Christian would be to follow Jesus. So I think Christianity to me is like the discipline and the joy and the just ability to follow Jesus every day and kind of work out like our sanctification, I guess is the big Christianese word, but like I think it's important to, like in John 3, when Jesus is talking to Nicodemus, like to be born again. I feel like a lot of us, I mean, if you're raised in the church, that's one thing. And then there's a few of us, I guess, I don't know, that come to know the Lord later in life. And that's more my story. But I feel like being born again, like he says in John 3, it's like being born of like spirit versus like a natural birth. So being born again and following Jesus and like learning what following Jesus looks like every day, I think is my really long, short answer to that question.
Yeah, I think that's beautiful. And, you kind of mentioned like you started to learn about Christianity and know who Christ was later in life. So I'd love to hear that, like your story. When did you first start identifying yourself as a Christian and how did you come to know God?
Yeah. Well, and I was thinking about it and I was like, man, that was 2012. That was like 9, 10 years ago, 2012, 2013. But I will say that I was, baptized as a baby and confirmed. My grandparents and my mom are Catholic and practice Catholicism. So that was important for them when I was younger. So I can remember my confirmation. I can remember being like, okay, I'm asking Jesus into my heart. But I don't know if I was too young or I wasn't paying attention all the way, or I remember having a lot of questions, and I don't know that my answers were thoroughly answered. So it wasn't really something that stuck, but I always believed in God. I remember sometimes I'd have my iPod on shuffle and the perfect song would play, and I'd be like, oh, that's God. That's God talking to me, or leading me, or things like that. But it wasn't until I was in college, and there were a lot of things happening simultaneously. There was a coworker of mine who shared the same birthday with me passed away. I think that was in 2012. And then I was kind of like, man, where do you go when you die? You start asking these big philosophical questions. And I was getting near to the time when I was graduating college, and I think I was going through a little bit of depression as well. So I was like, what's my purpose? What am I doing with my life? So I was asking those questions. I was meeting with a friend named Amanda. She encouraged me to, I think I was going to her church at the time, and she encouraged me to go on a mission trip, which I did in 2013 to the Dominican Republic. And I remember there sitting with the guy leading the mission. It was like him and I just chatting, and I feel like looking back on it, I can see him and I sitting. We're sitting in this compound, and he's talking to me about Jesus. And I don't know, I can't really remember what was going through my head, but I was like, I think he's trying to share the gospel with me, but I think I already knew it, I guess. I don't know. I was still kind of going, figuring it out at that point. And then during that same time, I also had my good friend Nicole, who had already been saved, newly saved, and was praying for me. She always tells me, praying for me like crazy during that time, because I think she knew. She's like a 4 years older than me, and she knew we both worked at Outback, and she was like, I know this girl looks up to me, and I've been a really bad example to her, and now I'm trying to live my life differently. And so she was always praying for me. And I think it was a culmination of all of those things. Oh, I also had a friend who took me to church that wasn't like a mass, like a Catholicism mass. It was drums and a live band and a pastor giving a sermon. And I was like, what is this? And I just cried the whole time. I didn't even realize that church could be like that. So I think it was a process, and that's what I love about Jesus. He doesn't enter our lives and suddenly pull everything out of our closet and be like, what is this? What is this? It's like a slow, for me at least, it was like a slow transition of okay, what about this? How do I feel about this? What about this? So I don't know if there was an exact day or a point when I started identifying as a Christian. I do remember when my mom had visited me, and she was moving down to the British Virgin Islands. I remember when she left, and I was really upset, and I remember calling out to Jesus in that moment. So I don't know if that was where all these little things culminated to, but I think that was, I think it was right before the mission trip actually. So yeah, it was just a lot going on, and it's been a process of getting to know Jesus, and slowly, and yeah, it's been fantastic.
Yeah, that's so cool. And like you said, obviously it's not like one and done, like one day and then you just move on with your life. It's like an ongoing thing, an ongoing process. We're constantly being sanctified, and like wrapping that back up to like what you mentioned earlier, the sanctification word. And clearly, that's how it works. But it is cool you can identify like a specific season where it all culminated and shifted and changed for you. And then you kind of started living like this Christian walk. And so I'd love to know, like, kind of since then, like, what experiences have you had that have helped shape or change your view of God along the way?
Sheesh. So I can see, like, I moved home. So I was like living in Saginaw after college, and I moved home December 2013. And I remember that season being really, really good for me. And I ended up meeting my now husband in April of 2014. So, like 5 months after moving down to Shelby Township, I remember meeting my husband, Jason. And I think God shows up for you differently in different seasons. So that short time when I was like, well, it wasn't really, I think from like sometime in 2012, all of 2013, the mission trip, and then those few months before I met Jason, like God was doing a lot of work in me. I had made some decisions about how I was going to live my life, what I was going to do, what I wasn't going to do, and yeah, so there was meeting Jason, and then there was dating Jason, and then there was being married to Jason. And it's so funny how God just like shows up in each of those seasons, and you're learning new and different things, right? Like how to be a wife, how to be a girlfriend. And I love that. I love that. God is like so good to us and follow and like is with us every step of the way. More recently, obviously, parenthood. It's only been 2.5 months, but I think that has been that's it's been a fantastic journey. I love how God has met me in this season. And it's changed my view of him as well, because you assume God is one way, you know, and it's like, okay, Jesus loves the church, and the wife is the church, and you kind of understand God in one way, right, as being a wife and, you know, a husband and wife. But then when you're a parent, you're like, okay, God gave his son. No way am I about to be given my daughter. You know, like
Yeah.
it's that is just wild.
I know.
I'm sure you thought the same with, you know, having two sons. Jeez Louise.
Yeah, well, and honestly, like, yeah, that has crossed my mind for sure. But then also just the like unconditional love aspect, I've just learned so much more about because, like, I feel like my sons could do anything, absolutely anything, and I would still be obsessed with them and love them so much. And it like it just doesn't matter. Like, you know, my toddler can like kick me and scream at me and whatever, and I just still love him the same. And it's just so cool, like finally understanding that picture of like, wow, God feels that towards us, but like way more. And it's just mind-blowing.
And it's, I think, being a parent as well, like looking at this baby and being like, I don't think I could love you any more than I do. And the understanding of like, Jesus loves her more. Like Jesus is going to take care of her more than I can, you know, in some sense of the word. Which is just wild to me, but
Yeah, it really does open your mind and give you a different perspective on God's love and how he cares for us, because you're right, it's so much more than what we even feel. And it's like, but how? Like, how can that be? Because I, you know, love this human so much. And yeah, it's pretty cool. And I like that you mentioned that too, like any season in life that we're in, whether it's parenthood or dating or singlehood or whatever, like there God works in all of it and opens our mind to different like aspects and characteristics of himself through our experiences. And yeah, so thanks for sharing that. That is really neat.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was just remembering too how we felt about our dogs, right? When we used to do the podcast. Like, we, you know, it's like there's nothing they could do, but like it's a dog, and it's just so different when you're like a parent and you're like, I don't know. It's just funny to me
I know.
how
Like, you
things
don't.
change, and it doesn't even feel like it's been that long, but realistically, like you've had two kids. You know what I
I
mean? Like
know.
time has passed.
Yeah. And it's so funny with the dog thing. Like, I don't feel like I love him any less. I just love my baby so much more.
Right.
So.
No, exactly. For sure. Yeah, we had a scare. Like Colt is my dog, and he was like vomiting last week. So I was like, oh my gosh, don't leave this world. You know, I was like,
Oh.
do we need to take him to the doctor? Jason's like, no, he's fine. I'm like, okay. And that's been a learning curve too. Like, obviously, as parents, we're wired differently, right? Like, my Zoe gets a rash. Zoe is my daughter. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what do we do? And Jason's like, we take a deep breath. We're gonna be okay. You know, it's just things like that where you worry. But that, and I didn't get a lot into my birth story, but that was something I wanted to talk about, and something that I've learned is like, you can, it's Matthew 6:34, like, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble's enough for today. And I have just felt that so much since giving birth. Like, I can deal with today, you know what I mean? And especially like healing from giving birth. It's like, I'm gonna just try to be a little better tomorrow. This is where I am today. Maybe tomorrow I brush my teeth right in the morning, or maybe I get out of bed, you know, sometime. So that's just something I've been like working on, and like not worrying about every little thing that Zoe does.
Yeah, that's huge, especially as a parent, because you're right. It's like you're totally responsible for this person, and that's weighty. And you know, not to mention how much you love them and you can't imagine anything happening to them. So it's hard, and it is definitely, you know, just a journey learning each day how to trust the Lord with this little person that he's entrusted you with. And it's not easy, but it does, yeah, it gives you a new appreciation for Jesus and just how he holds us in his hand, and he holds our kids in his hand.
Yeah, I'm so thankful for that. And that's kind of where I lean on. I'm like, okay, Jesus, you know, like, this is on you. I've got to trust you on this. I've done all I can, you know.
I was actually
So
listening to a podcast yesterday, and it's the Risen Motherhood podcast, if anyone wants to listen to it. It's very, very good. All about motherhood. And one of the episodes I was listening to, I forgot what the topic was, but basically the whole point of it was just saying to God, I don't know what to do, but I know where to turn. Like, I don't know what to do in this moment. I don't have the answers, but I do know where to turn, and that's just to God. And whether that's in prayer or through scripture or through talking to, you know, a friend who can give you godly advice or whatever, I think that's huge to keep in mind.
So good. So good. And then this just came to mind. But I remember back before I was saved that it was Nicole that was like, take the 30-day challenge with K-Love. I don't know if you've ever heard about this, but if you like listen to K-Love or Family Life Radio for like, I don't know, sometimes I'll just be like, Alexa, play K-Love. And that just like helps me, like you're saying, to know where to turn and be reminded to where to turn. It's so wild when my house is silent and I can just sit here and worry and be anxious about everything. And then there are days when I remember to turn on K-Love or remember to pray or remember to get in my Bible. And I'm like, it's like night and day from like light and dark, where like I am mentally, if I don't remember to turn to the right in the right direction, if I'm like turning to the flesh or turning to like the word in Jesus.
Yeah, that's so good. I love that. I'm gonna turn that on when we end this call.
Yeah, I highly recommend.
Yeah, such good advice. And this just popped into my mind too about worrying, because the other day, actually it was yesterday, I was worrying about the kids driving home in the snow. And well, actually it was just one of my kids, but yeah, I was just like worrying about it. And then I was like, what am I doing? I can't change the situation. They're already gone, and my husband's going to be driving him home. There's nothing I can do about it. So like, why worry twice? Like, I heard that once where it was like, worry if something happens and something actually happened, and then you, whatever it happened, then you can worry, but don't worry before it even happens, then you're worrying twice. So, yeah.
Well, and I think too, there's a big part of what I've learned in the past couple months is like worrying about it is like some kind of like future. It's like you, how you think the future is going to be. But I feel like when you're staying in the present moment, it's never like the negative way you think it's going to be. So I think for me, it's been the importance of like staying in the moment, staying in the day, and just dealing with it as it comes. And you find you're way stronger and able to deal with the bad stuff that comes when you just stay in the moment and are ready for it. At least that's how it's been for me. I don't know if that's like true for everyone, but it's always worse in our mind. And it's better when we just like bear down and be like, okay, I'm going to walk through this and Jesus is going to be with me and I'm not going to worry about yesterday or tomorrow. I'm just going to deal with today.
Yep. That's such good advice and just a good, yeah, thing that you're working through and I'm working through, and it's a good reminder for sure. Yeah. So thanks for sharing that. And just to kind of close this out, I would love to know, like, if there are any verses that have kind of been on your heart lately or just things that you've been learning that you want to share?
Yeah, it was mostly the worrying stuff. I don't know.
Perfect.
Yeah. It's all of that. And, just learning not to worry. And like you said, where to turn. And, yeah, it's been a journey for sure. Learning. I feel like it's something so easy and people talk about it all the time, but when you're in a season of like taking care of this tiny baby who's screaming and you don't know why, and I don't know, and you wake up in the middle of the night and you're like, are you breathing? Like, there's just so many times when I'm just like, okay, I just need to deal with right now in this moment. Everything's okay. Jesus is here. I'm okay. We're gonna be okay.
Yeah, 100%. I was reading Isaiah 45 today and verse 22 just stuck out to me. Shout out to Zoe, born on 2/2/22. It says, turn to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. And that just reminded me of like, turn to me, like, that's it. Just turn to me. Mm-hmm. I'm God. There's nothing else greater. Yeah. And it does bring you to so much peace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's so good.
Yeah. This is like kind of off the cuff question for you, but I am just curious, what has been, would you say the best part of motherhood, and then something that's been like challenging that you didn't expect?
I'll start with the challenging. I feel like, well, maybe they go together. I've decided to breastfeed Zoe, and that has been crazy challenging. I don't think I did enough preparation beforehand to like know what to do, but I ended up, I was released from the hospital on a Friday and I was back admitted on a Saturday, like the next day, Saturday night. For high blood pressure. I had preeclampsia when I was delivering. So it was crazy, right? Like, just like, I remember laying in bed with Jason before I went to the hospital, and he's like, or Friday night, he's like, you can't take care of Zoe if you're not okay. Like, you have to take care of yourself first. It's when you think about the whole thing on the airplane, like, secure your own airway before you can secure someone else's. I'm like, yeah, like, that makes so much sense. But anyway, all that to say, I went back to the hospital, and then all day Sunday and Monday, I'm like listening to this book on breastfeeding, and I've got my breast pump there and I'm like figuring this out. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to rock this. But what I did was create like an oversupply. So I got mastitis. Like it was so much harder than I thought it was going to be. The whole like breastfeeding thing, but it's also been so rewarding, you know, like, it's, things are better now, things are working. And I really think that time that I had in the hospital, like going in the Sunday morning and like knowing all my friends are at church, and just like asking them to pray for me while they're at church, as I'm like laying in this hospital bed, my baby's 5 days old and she's there and I'm here. And I just, you can't take your baby to the ER, was like this, I don't know, it was like a subtitle for like that whole couple days. Like, we were like, can we bring the baby? Like, why, how do we do this? I don't know. So that whole thing, my health, the breastfeeding, and Zoe was jaundice, but so then, I don't know, that's all just hard. So like health and the things you think are going to be easy, that all was hard. But God was really good to me in those days too. Just like I said, being able to listen to the book on breastfeeding so that I knew a little bit of what I was doing and how things are supposed to work, and having the time away from her to like breast pump and get myself on a good rhythm while her dad and my mom and my grandma got the jaundice taken care of with her. So like when we were reunited on Monday, like we were both good to go. I had like had a come to Jesus moment. I was like, okay, every day, a little bit better. Let's worry about today. Let's worry about this moment, kind of just that whole thing. And so that was definitely the most challenging. And I would say that's probably been the most rewarding as well. Just to find out that I'm like so passionate about breastfeeding. Like, I didn't know that was something that I would have such a hard time with and then conquer and then be like, okay, this is, I feel very strongly that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And that's even been interesting in trying to finagle going back to work, because I do still want to breastfeed and had issues with the pump that created an oversupply. So yeah, this is just my breastfeeding rant now, but I think when you're passionate about something, you can't help but like get excited and talk about it. So I would say that has been the most challenging, but also the most rewarding. But there's also the part of just like this little baby who looks like me, but also looks like Jason. Like, I think the best part is just like getting to know her, right? Like, she's almost 3 months. So you're starting to see a little bit of her personality. So I don't know, just like the joy of like looking at her, this little tiny human that we made. Oh, and then there was this other time, my cousin who's a senior in high school is holding her and she's like, "You made this." And I was just like, you could just see like her mind being blown, but like that blew my mind a little bit. Cause obviously she was in my stomach for, 9 months or whatever, but to hear like my younger cousin be like, "You made this." I'm like, I know. Isn't that weird? Like, aren't our bodies crazy weird that they do this thing? They like grow this human. And then, that leads right into breastfeeding. Like, that's like natural. Like, that's like what your body does. That's how you, nurture and like provide for your baby in the same way that God provides for us, like every day, everything we need, God will provide for us. It's just, it all comes back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it is. It's so beautiful. Kids really do teach us a lot, and it's amazing. Like, you have every right to be so proud of your body and yourself. I've read a meme the other day. It was like, "Why are you so tired when you're pregnant?" It's like, "I'm growing an eyeball." Like, it's so amazing, like what the human body does. And it's all God. Like, it all comes back to him at the end of the day, where like he created us to create other life and create life, obviously through him and his power and spirit and design. But like, it is so cool that we get to be a part of it, and really just, it gives you a way bigger appreciation in some ways.
For sure. It's 100%. Like, partnering with him, right? Like, if you think of Adam and Eve is like the helpmeet, you're like there to partner with your husband, but like in a way you're also partnering with God, right? Even with the three of you, like you're God, like the cord, the three strands, like husband, wife, and God. Like, I don't know, just all of that. It's so good.
Yeah. I love it. Well, thank you so much for coming on just to share your story. It's been beautiful to like hear what God did in your life and then just what he's been doing more recently. And I don't know, I'm so happy for you. It's, being a parent is the best thing ever. And I'm just so happy that, we're both experiencing it, because it's so fun.
I know. That's so funny. You and I will have to like do another podcast in like another 2 years, just like check in and be like, "Well, how's this going? Okay, I've got more kids," and who knows?
Yes, we can have a whole discipline podcast, because it's what I'm currently dealing with right now, and I'm like, oh boy, this is whole new world. No. I don't know what I'm doing, but just
day to time.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't know where I'm going, but I know where to turn. So,
oh, I love it.
Yeah. Oh, so cool. Well, I'll let you get back to life and to being a mommy, and I'm just so appreciative of you. So I'll talk to you
later.
Thanks
so much for having me. I love it.
Yes.
Have a good day.
Okay. Bye, Allie. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode of Sparkle Speak. If you are interested in following us on social media, you can find us on Instagram at @sparklefaith_ or at sparklefaith.com. There you can find information on upcoming events and speakers, and please feel free to reach out to us if you have a personal story of faith that you would be willing to share with us. We hope you tune in again next week, and we hope your week is full of the sparkle we all need.
What do you do when your world is falling apart? How do you march when it would be easier to stay where you are and die? Join me every week on the March or Die podcast, and we'll discuss that and so much more.